Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schiff Real Estate Hotline, the one and only Tom Chorsky. It seems like a long time ago already, Tom. Isn't it amazing how that happens? There's all the buildup, all the hype, and it seems like a long time ago that the Wild played Game 7, and it was just three nights ago. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, I what is that? I guess as sports fans, you like you said, you get all hyped up and we're all around the TV for Game 7, and then maybe it's that it stings and it hurts and you just want to put it behind you. I don't know.
Yeah,
what it
maybe.
Is,
and then the other team plays another game and you go, okay, they're done. You know, we're done. They're move on. All that stuff. But it just, it's amazing to me how that works. You know, that game though on Friday night didn't play out the way people thought they would. Nobody thought anybody would score six goals in this series the way that it was going. What happened in your mind?
Yeah, you know, I guess hard to say. I mean, Vegas, to me, the Vegas Knights all along kind of felt like they could play in fourth gear and then still had a fifth gear and could raise their level a little bit. And, you know, I think with the Wild, I think they were a little nicked up. And then, you know, it got to be a little, we'll call it chippy. You know, it was a little, yep. There was some physical aggressive play going on and some borderline and penalties and maybe some missed calls. And it just felt like in the end that they bullied them a little bit. But, you know, I'm not crying. I'm not complaining. I played enough games myself that you know, it gets rough and tumble in the playoffs, and you got to be able to handle all that. But yeah, they just seemed like they were able to kind of just had just enough strength and physicality to overtake the Wild.
You know, Colorado did number them 7-1 last night, and obviously some of that can be hangover for Vegas and the fact that they got fresh legs in Colorado, etc. But is Colorado to you a prohibitive favorite to win a Stanley Cup? How good are they? How high end are they?
Yeah, I think they're, you know, I think you say they're going to get there and play for the Stanley Cup. You know, guys like McKinnon and Makar. That top line, Landeskog, is good. So they play with so much speed and skill, and you know, they were flying around that rink. And you know, I think Vegas, you know, we keep talking about their physicalness or physicality, and they can skate too. But you know, you would have thought maybe that the layoff would have had Colorado maybe, you know, a little dead legged and maybe not quite as game ready as Vegas, but it turned out to be kind of the opposite. Colorado looked well rested, and Vegas looked like they were a little tired.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado's 5-0 to start the playoffs. That's a pretty good start to it. They beat St. Louis, of course, and swept them. Everybody uses this, you know, the generic, and a lot of times this happens where, you know, one expert will say it, and then pretty soon everybody's repeating it. Well, the Wild need to get more quality depth. Well, a lot of times what you're talking about, you get real intricate and specific here, because you got to look at then who's on your second, third, and fourth line, and who can you get out there that you're not going to get a great player to replace them, but who can you get that's 10% better or 15% better? It's small little increments. Changes, because you can't look at a lot of players on the Wild team, any of the four lines, and say they didn't contribute. What does that mean to you when you hear that quality depth?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes that means you can go out in the free agent market and get experienced players. You know, right now the Wild are looking at, you know, three young players that have are high draft picks, high skill guys. They'll be a little young, right? But you know, Matt Boldy, Marco Rossi up front, and Kayla Madison, who came over in the Jason Zucker trade,
yep,
as a, you know, bright young prospect, and he looks like he's going to be that. Those guys are going to be good. I don't know if you call them depth. I mean, they'll be depth right now when they start playing because they're young and inexperienced, but you know, you get them into that year two and three, and hopefully they, you know, they're taking off much like a Kaprizov, and so they might have to, you know, the Wild might have to kind of go down that route and get a little bit younger in those, you know, in the lineup, as opposed to getting, you know, I guess experience quality. But you know, there's a lot to be looking forward to with those three prospects that are waiting in the wings, and I think that's the route you go, is start to get those guys in the lineup and getting some experience.
Bonino and Foligno, the kind of quality veterans that you talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Foligno's been, you know, right there almost as another captain, a co-captain kind of, or at least thought of as that type of a leader. Shows up every night, plays a really, you know, one of the more physical brands of hockey, but contributes making plays and on penalty kill. So he's a big cog in the wheel. I think another guy who's going to become a contributor is like Nico Sturm. You know, he's another, yep, bright young player that has kind of that 200 foot type of game, can play, you know, plays all the way up and down the rink. Very, very good player, 6'3", you know, so he's got some size. And he'll be another guy that is becoming that, you know, quality player in their lineup.
When Zach Parise's future will be discussed, of course, until there's some kind of verdict, and obviously he's under contract, but how do you handle him right now?
Well, you know, it's a tricky question. I'm sure, you know, he's feeling like he came back in and proved that he can still play. The question, I think, from the Wild starts to be, you know, are we going to play him in a top six role, where, you know, probably where he wants to play and is going to push to play, at least verbally. And if not, does he accept being a third liner with probably the possibility of moving up in the lineup when there's injuries or illness? And whatnot, but you know, at his salary and at, with these younger guys pushing for, you know, probably needing minutes and ice time and special teams roles on the power play, those forwards anyway, and Matt Boldy and Marco Rossi, both are left-handed as well, so they shoot the same way as Zach. It gets a little tricky. So if I had to guess, you know, they talk to him and they figure out if there's a market for him and who would take him on their team, and, you know, is there a team out there where he can play in a top six role and try to keep contributing offensively, earn some of that high salary, play the role he wants to play. And again, he did prove that he can come in and still contribute. So at least for now, you know, he believes it, and maybe some other people have to believe it too. I think the Wild would have to probably retain some of that salary. I don't think any team's going to...
That's what I was wondering. You got to do a deal where you, and I don't even know what the rules are, but where you pay some of it.
Yeah, you know, they would do a deal where the Wild would retain a certain percentage of that salary, and so I think it can be either, you know, well, what's he, you know, the opposing team or the other GM would say, well, I think he's worth, you know, maybe he's worth $3.5 million. Dollars. Okay, well, then the Wild have to decide, do they want to retain the remaining, or maybe Billy Guerin can say, well, you know, can you do me a solid on this one and pay him six? We'll pick up the rest, and then I'll make it up to you. You know,
or I'll throw in somebody else that you really want, whatever it is, right? I mean, that's the way it's set up.
Something else,
yeah.
Or they buy him out, and you know, kind of bite the bullet that way, and then he can still go play somewhere, and probably come in at a, again, like at a $3 million level, maybe,
right?
And play a, you know, play that supporting cast role on a team, and you know, I think a team would probably take him as a competitive type guy that can maybe help him win a Stanley Cup. So, you know, what team is out there, you know, that would maybe entertain that role for him?
Tom, appreciate it very much. I will be talking to you during the summer, but thank you for all your help during the season.
Oh, it's always fun, Maxie, to catch up, and I enjoy coming on with you a lot.
We'll do it again soon. Tom Chorsky, nice enough to join us here on 830 WCC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.